From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit returned to his family today. He had been held prisoner by Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip for more than 5 years and was freed as part of an elaborate prisoner exchange. In a moment, we'll hear from a representative of Hamas, the group behind his capture. But first, reporter Shira Frenkel takes us to a happy homecoming where several hundred of Shalit's friends and neighbors gathered to welcome him home.
In Gilad Shalit's hometown of Mitzpeh Hila, the first sight the crowd caught of him was on a big screen TV erected on the street corner in front of his house. The TV announcer said that Gilad had landed on Israeli soil, and the crowd here immediately broke into chants of, "Gilad has come back home safe and sound." It would take several hours more before Shalit made his way to his childhood home, a quiet village nestled in the hills of northern Israel. The 130 families that live in Mitzpeh Hila are close-knit, says Zohar Bar Shalom, who lives down the street from the Shalit family.
I'm speechless. It's mixed emotions. We've been waiting for this for a long time, and suddenly it's happening, and it's just so overwhelming.
Also outside his home were the supporters of the Free Gilad Shalit campaign. Dozens of activists say they've done little other than campaign for the release of the now 25-year-old soldier since he was captured in June 2006. Ohad Kirner has never met Shalit, but he says that freeing him was his life's work.
Until now, I have only seen posters of him. I have stood next to them and campaigned for him. But now, to know the man himself is home is overwhelming.
Kirner says he felt a sense of relief wash over him as soon as he knew Shalit was on Israeli soil, a sense he feels is shared by many across Israel.
I think we are a country that feels this unity naturally. It was very difficult, and we have had a lot of disappointments, but we persevered.
The deal to release Shalit was a difficult one for some Israelis. It includes the release of 1,027 Palestinians, many of whom were serving life sentences for terrorist attacks. Kirner says he can understand the pain of families who have watched those responsible for the deaths of their loved ones go free, but he still thinks it was the right thing to do. Peleg Saluk and his girlfriend, Linor Elichai, also think Israel had no choice but to bring Shalit home. Saluk says he felt a great deal of solidarity with Shalit.
I joined into the same unit as Gilad. To me, it was important. I was very proud to serve in the same unit as him. I wasn't scared because I saw how people cared for him.
At sundown, the couple stood arm in arm, waiting for the convoy of vans carrying the Shalit family to make its way up the hill to their home. Many in the crowd threw white roses at the van as they craned to catch a glimpse of Shalit sitting between his mother and father. Just as the vans drove past, Elichai broke down into tears.
I'm emotional. I'm touched. I put myself in his shoes. What would happen if... It's just the most emotional thing.
The Shalits, in their only statement to the press, say that Gilad is happy to be home and recovering from his captivity. They asked only to be allowed to return to their normal, quiet lives. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frenkel in Mitzpeh Hila.